Welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. This is Rob Shore. Don't forget, you can find Wholesaler Mastermind Radio at iTunes. That's Wholesaler Masterminds Radio at iTunes. We are honored today to have Lou Heckler with us. Lou Heckler is one of the icons of the professional speaking business, is constantly rated one of the most outstanding speakers at conferences across the country. And I've asked him here today to talk to us about crafting compelling stories. So before we go there, let me give a warm Wholesaler Masterminds welcome to Mr. Lou Heckler. Welcome, Lou.
Rob, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and I have a lot of excitement to think about talking with the good folks who listen to your program.
I appreciate that so much. So Lou, you've been speaking for longer than maybe you care to admit, because you have this the most glowing reputation, and part of that glowing reputation is your ability to engage an audience with fabulous stories. And so I thought there'd be no one better to bring to the show today to talk about just three tips for crafting compelling stories. But when I say that to you, three tips, what tips come to mind?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind actually grew out of a conversation I had when I was in broadcasting with a pediatrician. I asked a pediatrician one time, what are some things that young parents should know that maybe they don't know? And one of the things he said was, children love to anticipate. And as he went on to talk about that, I thought to myself, well, wait a minute, I'm a child too. I love to anticipate. So the first thing I think that gives a great power to a story is that you don't tell everything all at once. You let it unfold. You make people anticipate. When you think about it, sometimes not knowing everything all at once is what really gives life its richness, and it's also what gives stories their richness. So good storytellers dole out the information a little bit at a time so that it keeps an audience saying, what happens next?
I especially like the fact that you began your first point with a story.
Hey, didn't even notice. when you think about it, really, and I know when your listeners think about this, we learn a lot of rote information. We memorize this and memorize that. But the stuff that really sticks with us, it's from stories. It's the person down the street that we used to know. It's the guy in the office across from us in the office building. It's that sparkling young kid that walked in one day and kind of almost hired himself into your business. I mean, we love people's stories, and stories are what really make things go when it comes to teaching and to explaining things to people. The second thing I wanted to say about stories is, and I hope I can say this in a way that everybody understands it, the story has to be big enough. I heard Michael Connelly, the detective novelist, speak last summer, and he said, good stories always occur when the chips are down and the stakes are high. And so not that every story has to be about, you know, tick, 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 the ticking bomb that'll go off if I don't cut the right wires or something, but that the story, when I say the story has to be big enough, it has to convey a broad idea, a truth in life in general, not just the truth of this individual story, for people to really find it compelling. Because here's the secret. When we tell a story that strikes that universal chord that is big enough, our listeners not only listen to our story, maybe on channel one in their brain, but on channel two in their brain, they're going, oh, wait a minute. Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh, my dad used to say that. Or there was a kid at our school that used to act like that. Or my Uncle Fred acts like it, or whatever. And it allows them to kind of connect what we're talking about with what's gone on in their life. And when that happens, I think that's when learning really occurs.
So, Lou, before we get off to the third point, I just want to stop for just one second. I want to remind our listeners that Wholesaler Masterminds Radio is always sponsored by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. We have a special going on right now at I Carry the Bag, where if you subscribe to the print edition, that is you as the external wholesaler, your internal wholesaler is going to receive the digital edition absolutely free. You can find out more details at icarrythebag.com. So, Lou, tell us the third one. Now, the first one was to anticipate. The second one is that the story has to be big enough. Mm-hmm. And the third one is what?
The third one is every good story needs conflict. Or if you don't like the word conflict, let's use the word tension. Why are we interested in a story? We want to know what happens next. We want to see two people coming at something from a different direction and figure out a way to resolve it. We want to hear in a story that someone tells us how they overcame an obstacle, how they fought against difficult times, how they were maybe the uncommon man or the common man or woman in the uncommon situation. So we always want to make sure that in a good story we tell, that we show that there is some kind of conflict, that not everything is going to work out right away. It really builds back to the first point about helping people anticipate, ooh, what happens next. But that really comes with conflict. And so what I would say is you want to make sure that the characters in your story, real-life characters, the characters in your story are diametrically opposed in some way so that we can really feel the heat of that conflict.
So, Lou, I know that in addition to the platform speaking that you do, you coach speakers both in the corporate realm as well as professional speakers who are looking to advance their skills. For some of our listeners that just want to, you know, maybe don't have the wherewithal or the time to come to you, are there just a couple of tidbits? And I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, mm-hmm. but it's such mm-hmm. a compelling topic. Are there a couple of tidbits that you'd offer for, you know, how do I begin with a story that I have mm-hmm. to frame it the right way?
Okay.
So it's got some of these pieces attached to it.
Well, that's a great question. I'd be happy to do that. The first thing is to pick a moment, pick something that has happened to you that evoked an emotion in you. It was funny, it was charming, it was surprising, it was exciting, it was terrifying, because we love those stories that have that. Just think back through. What are some of the things that have happened to me in the last week, month, 6 months, whatever, that I might want to retell? Secondly, I always ask myself this. Besides, this will sound sort of funny, besides what the story seems to be about, what is it really about?
Okay.
Because that's where you find that universal truth in there that can be conveyed and, as you said, gives you a place to frame it inside your talk. And then the third thing would be to relive the story. Even if it really happened to you, relive it as you convey it instead of simply retelling it. In other words, don't be like a recording we would watch from one of those security cameras up in the corner of a bank where nobody's really involved in the story. We're just watching the tape go by. Be alive in the story. Show us the emotion on your face. Show us the sound of your voice. Show us your excitement. Make sure that we can see that you're kind of right back there in the place where the story occurred. That's when we get involved, is when we see your involvement.
So that actually infers that you have to be comfortable enough to allow yourself to do, even if it's not Academy Award winning,
right,
a little bit of acting on stage.
A little bit. It's really, and the thing is, you know, we really think of acting as when we're mouthing somebody else's words or we're saying something that's not really true, it's just that a writer wrote it. But in this case, it's true. It's truth that you're coming from here. So go back and think about what was the exact emotion that you felt at that time? What was the feeling that you had? See if you can go back there. I have heard a lot of actors say that they do this when they're doing a part and it's, you know, some type of person that they've never really been or experienced, but they found some universal truth in there that they can go to and use that to flesh out the character.
Lou, you've been so generous with your time and your insights, and I know, as I said to our audience earlier, that both the speaking and the coaching of speakers is something that you do for a living. If people want to learn more about how to connect with you
mm-hmm.
and get some of your guidance live and in person, how do they get a taste of you? Where should they go?
Now, the simplest way is just to go online to louhechler.com, louhechler.com. And yes, that's my real name. People ask me, oh, you're a speaker named Heckler. Is that really your name? Yes, it is. And it has there's some live streaming video clips there they can watch and a full contact page if they'd like to contact me. And I'd love to hear from them.
Fantastic. Lou, We're deeply appreciative for the time you spend with Wholesaler Masterminds Radio listeners today, and we thank you.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you in the audience at another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, sponsored by I Carry the Bag.